Samuel L.
Hamburgers.
Is your website purdy?
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Does it work right?
This is a tasty burger.
Can people find it?
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Say it!
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Well, welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us. We don't care how you listen to us. We just appreciate you being here. And previously we had Mind's own back-end programming specialist, Andy Mull, on here to give his favorite games for 2016, favorite video games for 2016. And now we're playing the game. Got to have him back on here and test his gaming knowledge. And we're going to be old school here because I don't know what you know about games. I tried to add a few like more recent stuff in here, but there's a lot of retro questions here. If that's okay.
He'll give your website a better back end than J-Lo. It's Mind's lead back end developer and project manager, Andy Mull.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's good to be back in the chair, but knowing what you did with some of the other guys and some of the other games, I can only imagine what I'm getting myself into here.
So let's get started. The first question, and this is all think video games. And I tried to find just like the coolest, fun, interesting facts that I could. And I'm figuring it's probably going to be, I just hope that there's not like a pause here where you're yawning in the middle of it because it's that easy.
No, I'm more worried that we're going to go for like 45 minutes like we did with the raw audio on the last one.
Well,
I should stop clicking the pen. The
first question, it's okay. It sounds cool on the podcast. Makes people think that we got a timer going. Something's going to explode any minute. So question number one. In, I believe it was Super Mario 3, one of the level bosses, Lemmy Koopa, is named after what iconic rock star?
That was the first appearance for the Koopalings.
Was it Bowser's Super Kids? Mario 3? Yes. I was afraid that I might have gotten that
yes,
wrong.
Yes, they also showed up again in Super Mario World, but he was named for Lemmy Kilmister.
That's right, from Motorhead. I like that, because when I first played that game, and it's like Lemmy Koopa. I have to defeat Lemmy Koopa. I just don't feel good about that in my heart, because he's named after one of my favorite, you know, rock icons.
Yeah. Well, it's not the only time Lemmy's been in a game. And I might be spoiling one of your later questions.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
No, I did not. This will not be a spoiler. You're schooling me.
He showed up in person in Brutal Legend.
Really?
Yes. Like he. Now, this was one of those
That's
weird
awesome.
Games. Quite literally, what happens if you have an adventure game in the world of metal album covers?
I'm digging that.
And Ozzy shows up, and Rob Halford shows up, and Lemmy shows up.
There's your trifecta right there. What more do you need?
It's absolutely absurd. And of course, in a world like that, the lead could only be one person.
Well, yeah.
Jack Black.
Well, he has the pick of destiny. You know, when it comes right down to it. Okay, so question number two. I'm almost embarrassed to ask you, especially after how we ended the last podcast in which Andy pulls out of his pocket an original game cartridge of E.T. the Extraterrestrial from Atari.
And as I mentioned at the last end of the last one, I am a gaming masochist. I am the first owner. I've had that since it was on a retail shelf.
So the question is, what would-be iconic video game found its destiny as landfill?
That would be that one right there.
That would be E.T. And you can find it online, too, where they actually dug up the landfill, and there's all these copies of E.T. the Extraterrestrial, a dreadful game. Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with this, what is it about this game that made it so epically horrible?
It was really, really bad. Atari spent so much money on the license and so much money on marketing and had such a short development span on it
mm-hmm.
that I can't not respect the developer. Like, developer to developer, I have a lot of respect for this guy because it is a brilliant example of Ballmer Peak crunch time insanity.
Wow.
He was able to put that together from, hey, we have no idea what we're doing. We need to make a big game based on this movie.
Because we got the license for E.T.
to finished retail product in just a couple weeks.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That is insanity. I'm not even a programmer, but I can figure that out. It was an amazing
feat of programming effort, even if it was just a really bad game.
Okay, next question. True or false? The super mushrooms in Mario are based on a fungi whose effect was also referenced in Alice in Wonderland.
True.
You had no hesitation with that one.
Yeah. I've seen Alice in Wonderland too many times. Another one to throw right back at you.
Okay.
In the actual Super Mario 2, which never came over here at the time.
Super Mario 2 is actually my favorite of the original Super Mario games. It's very different than the other ones.
The one you're thinking of is actually a reskin of a different game that they didn't think was going to sell because the characters weren't Mario.
Wow.
The actual one looked and played a lot like the original, but it also had purple mushrooms. They didn't tell you they were any different, but if you picked one of those up, you died.
Wow. We're not talking about for purple mushrooms majesty here?
No.
Not at all?
No. It was.
You pick up one of those, you die.
It was very brutal. It was very difficult. And if I remember correctly, the first time it saw U.S. shores was in Super Mario All-Stars for the Super Nintendo, which collected.
I have that.
Which collected one, two. There they called the actual two the Lost Levels.
So that was the actual
that
two.
That was the actual two.
Because I played the Lost. I love the Lost Levels.
That was the actual two.
Wow. And I know the mushrooms you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hate them. They killed me numerous times. I didn't try.
Bad trip?
Yeah. it definitely was. Okay, next question. I did not know, and bear in mind, I'm not pretending to be the video expert here. I found some of this stuff, and it was like, this is really, really cool. Say, true or false? Donkey Kong was originally supposed to be a Popeye arcade game.
Yes.
Again, no hesitation.
I have the actual Popeye cartridge at home.
Seriously?
Seriously.
This is why. This is why we had Andy come on and give his favorite games for 2016 and why we're playing this game now. Because as I was putting these questions together, I thought, I might think that I'm going to put one over on him, but he's probably going to put one over on me.
To be fair, I'm about to turn 35 and I've been doing this for almost 33 years.
Wow. Since you were two.
Hmm. Mom had nothing better to do sometimes than to hand me a controller and let me amuse myself.
And you got to know the controller very well. But yeah, it's true. It was supposed to be a Popeye arcade game.
Uh-huh.
Mario was Popeye, Pauline was Olive Oil, and Donkey Kong was Bluto. But Nintendo lost the rights to it, is what I read.
And then
put that in your spinach can and eat it.
They did later release an actual Popeye video game, which was, it wasn't bad for the time.
It wasn't E.T.
No, it wasn't E.T. Where you did have to collect things that were falling. If the falling things hit the bottom of the screen, you were done. Mm-hmm. You had to avoid Bluto while you were doing it. You could get spinach and knock his lights out.
Of course.
Pretty simple, but at least stayed true to what it came from.
Okay, the next question. The school in Silent Hill 1 was based on the school in what Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Wow, he paused.
That one I can't tell you. I can tell you that the town was based on Centralia.
Yes, definitely was.
But I can't tell you what the movie was.
It was Kindergarten Cop.
Really?
Yeah, it was Kindergarten Cop. It is not a tumor.
That is a really, really creepy take on a fun family.
Isn't it really? Okay, next question. True or false? In the final level of Diablo 1, the demonic boss says something that, when played backwards, clearly states, eat your vegetables and brush after every meal.
Also don't know the line off the top of my head.
Take a guess, true or false?
Knowing the sixth sense of humor that game devs can have sometimes, I'm going to say true.
It is true. It's actually English. It's just they stated it and they recorded it backwards, and that's what the demonic boss says.
I'd read a book a long time ago on game design where they sat down and did a bunch of interviews with a bunch of different developers and everything else. Wing Commander, if you remember that one.
Yeah.
Every single one of those cutscenes, every character is just saying peas and carrots over and over again.
Okay, next question. And you mentioned something regarding like a 40-mile map.
Mm-hmm.
In the previous podcast where you're talking about games. I got one for you. True or false? The biggest map in any video game is over 62,000 square miles.
Has to be true, because the map in Minecraft is larger than several Earths combined.
Wow, is it really?
It is.
Did not know that. But you are right. True, 62,394 square miles in Elder Scrolls II Daggerfall.
Okay.
Which I've never heard of in my life.
It was an old one. It was a complicated one. Elder Scrolls really didn't start getting famous till 4 with Oblivion. Morrowind was one of those that was hit or miss. Either you loved it or you hated it, because it was very, I don't want to say obtuse, but it didn't hold your hand. If you needed to go to a town on the other end of the map, it didn't give you a spot on the map. It didn't give you directions. It just mentioned that, yeah, it's up there somewhere. Go find it.
Wow. Okay.
And that turned a lot of people off.
Well, it was more challenging.
Uh-huh. And for that very reason, it turned a lot of people on, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like there's more play value there, really.
Mm-hmm.
And more brain work involved. I like that.
Those swimming around a set of islands looking for an underwater cave for 6 flipping hours. That's frustrating.
Okay, last question. This has to do with my beloved Sony PlayStation 2.
Oh, dear.
The Sony PlayStation 2 is based on an old computer design by what classic game company?
My gut instinct wants to say either Tandy or Atari, because they're the only companies that branched across both gaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly don't know.
So Tandy and Atari, it's TNA. You're going...
They were two separate companies.
Right. Remember, Tandy was associated with Radio Shack.
Yes. Wasn't it?
Yeah. So if you had to pick between Tandy or Atari, which one would you pick?
The safe bet's going to be Atari.
You're correct, sir. It's based on the Falcon 030 Microbox, which I've never heard of.
No clue.
Sony bought the design when Atari was going bankrupt.
Which time?
Once again, this is why we have Andy on here talking games, because he knows all this stuff. Andy, thanks for coming on. I hope you had fun. This was a lot of fun.
Back in the chair.
Yep. And thanks for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast. I hope you are a better gamer now. And we'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.